The Real Women, Real Bodies photo exhibit is in its final days at the 234 Gallery in the University of Wyoming Student Union. The gallery showcases 22 black and white photos of the silhouettes of nude women and has expanded from an exhibition to an on-campus club aiming to promote positive body image. Sydney Stein is a sophomore honors student at UW and the president and founder of Real Women, Real Bodies. She sat down with me in the studio and told me about bringing her vision to life.
The idea was to have the silhouettes of women's bodies displayed on a white background, so it'd be a stark contrast between them. When we finally took the photographs and we had them graphic designed and everything was completed, I looked at them and it was an amazing moment because the vision that I'd had was almost exactly what was on the page. And I think it's even more wonderful now because with the photos, they're not a stark black outline of a woman's body. You can see some of the contours, you can see sort of some of the curves that the women have, and I'm so happy with how they turned out because the idea was to showcase women's curves.
Were you the one taking the photographs?
I took some of the photographs. Additionally, my friends, they also took a bunch of them. We kind of switched off. Our camera was not that great, but we were able to work with what we got. I was in the room with the girls taking the photographs, and being naked was uncomfortable for a lot of women in front of other women, which is completely understandable. And so I was there and we would joke around. We'd do different poses. One of my favorite things to do was let's screw in the light bulb or let's make something on the oven. And so my role, while I did take some of the photographs, was really to get the girls comfortable and to get some great shots. And we ended up with some really amazing shots because of just trying different things.
Where did you find these models?
All of the models that we had for the first shoot were personal friends of ours. So we had a ton of the girls actually from my honors class. So that was really exciting. Some of the girls that lived in the residence halls with us, just girls from all over. It really was word of mouth. And we tried to get, we tried to reach out to as many girls as we could, but we ended up with, I think, 11 models total and 22 final photos.
How would you approach them? You know, I can't imagine that everybody's totally comfortable posing nude in front of a camera. How would you frame that for them?
I mean, it was pretty straightforward. I'd go up to my friends and be like, look, we have this great idea. We're going to shoot these photos. You're going to have to be naked, but we would love to have you model for us. And so some of the girls were like, oh, I don't really know. But I mean, I had some friends who were like, yeah, I love being naked. So it kind of depended on the girl, but you know, I'm a pretty straightforward person, so I kind of just went for it and it worked out.
Why do you think it's important to address body image in women, and especially young women, college-aged?
In the society that we're living in, so many things are geared towards appearance. You have advertisements in magazines, and they have perfect women, but it's not true. That is not how women look. I mean, some people do, and that's wonderful, good for them, but some people don't, and that's also wonderful. I mean, you can see this movement is happening throughout the country. You have the Dove campaign that we took a lot of inspiration from. You have all kinds of different movements that are trying to get women to understand that being beautiful is not being 5'10" and 117 pounds. What's important is being able to be comfortable in your own body.
What has your personal journey with body image been like, and how has that led you to create this exhibit?
I was really lucky as a kid. I was active. I was outside. I had great friends, and I was always doing things, and I never stopped to really think about body image until I got older. And once I hit middle school and high school, girls were wearing clothes that suddenly mattered and had meaning. You know, you hit that phase where you are trying to make different friends, and all of a sudden you look at people and you think, oh, that's a weird shirt. I don't know if I want to approach them. And so I hit that age of puberty, and I was thinking, all of a sudden, what I wear, what I look like, how I act, how I dress, my body, it matters. So for a long time, I went through this period where I was trying to think about how other people would expect me to dress and how can I shock them and wear something different and maybe do something crazy and how can I make friends by dressing differently and by being myself in a crazy kind of way. I kind of took the focus off of my own body and put it on how can I dress differently and show off who I am. And so I think in a way that really has affected my friendships. And I look back on that period and I think, wow, thank goodness I took it in that way and I didn't go to self-destructive measures, because there are so many girls who have these pressures and don't really know how to handle it. And so they go to self-destructive measures. And I have friends who have gone through that. And it's girls like this who I want to talk to and who I'm reaching out to, because we want to be there and we want to show them that it's okay to be different. It's okay to not have a perfect body. The way that I've always looked at it is I can wear whatever I want in the world. If someone's going to get to know me, they're going to meet my personality. And that is the important part of who I am.
Sydney Stein is the founder and president of Real Women, Real Bodies. The organization will host a reception tonight from 5 to 7 p.m. at the 234 Gallery at the UW Union. The exhibit will close Thursday, September 11th.